Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations all across the world via the Genesis Communications Network here in America, and GCNLive.com for their streaming, which is getting us out on the Internet across and around the world. We also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the larger markets in America across the country. And we're broadcasting on a number of leading independents out there, and welcome to everybody out there. And we appreciate you, and hope you enjoy what you hear. Now, we also, and in regards to broadcasting around the Internet, you can hear us anywhere in the world by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And don't forget, we're on the Westwood One satellite, too, so you can pick us up off the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes on to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, our suicide jockeys, the ones that are out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And we appreciate you guys and gals. And let's not forget our American Airlines terminal of home substation there in Fort Worth and Dallas, where they're working on the aircraft, and the mechanics and the pilots, and the same for Delta up there in Atlanta. We have some people that have chimed in and want to be on our list, so we told them we put them there, so there they are. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America. Our website, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, we're going to go out west to California, and we're going to find out what this little rascal on the telephone's up to, and that would be none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Okay, well, it's not all happy here in Tampa tonight because the Bucks lost, but I had a bad feeling about this one. I thought they were going to find a way to lose, even though they did keep it interesting most of the first half until it got away from them. But, you know, this was the championship team from last year, the Philadelphia Eagles, that beat them. So they should have been on their A game, and they were. They definitely were. So are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, tonight I want to give you a little of information about something that you may or may not see. There are some things spreading around the Internet about me that are not accurate by any stretch of the imagination. I have produced 35 documents which validate who I am, what I am, what I've done, where I've done it, to back up the solidification for anything I might do in the future. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But I will say this much. There's a bunch of nefarious people out there that have got some really, really bad means around them that are trying to do bad things to me. And it's been done before a couple of times, but never this bad. So there you go. And, Kyle, I had to say that because I just want people to know.
Well, and indeed you should, absolutely.
Yep. Now, government is blaming the people. The Wall Street Journal recently ran an article telling us that it's somehow a good thing that unemployment is rising because more joblessness is part of the Fed's plan to fight inflation. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's kind of counterintuitive when you think to be able to do that. Perhaps that means there's not so much spending power out there, so maybe prices would begin to fall by comparison. But yeah, it does seem pretty off the wall.
And only a Keynesian would think that too many people working and providing goods and services would cause inflation. Unfortunately, the Fed and most of the financial press, which covers it, is made up of Keynesians. The government is always trying to blame the people for the problems that they create.
I think you're talking about Keynesian economics.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, of course, you know, the more your economy thrives, you know, you get more people working, mm-hmm. more people buying goods and services, more taxpayers. More doesn't seem like worse.
Nope.
It more seems better, but it depends on the environment.
Right.
If you're going up and up and things are humming, then there's not going to be a problem because you don't have scarcity. But once you start getting scarcity, now you're going to see inflation no matter what.
That's why you're the professor of politics. And the problem isn't there's too many people at work. It's producing too much wealth. That's not the problem.
Well, exactly. That's exactly right, because you look back when times were really good and people are thriving. That's what we're supposed to be doing in America.
Yep. And the Fed's policy of hiking interest rates, folks, to slow the economy and put people out of work is not only ineffective, it's also cruel. Think about it. All right, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a beautiful Tuesday morning. And we shall return. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, buddy. Looking forward to being there and meeting with the gang, and we always have a good group of people there, so today will be no different. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and Company. And if you go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, you can save money on everything he's got over there and save a bunch of money on a lot of stuff, too. Now, you can also call him up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And speak to the person there, and they'll answer any question that you have. You can place an order through them as well. But if you go over to MyPillow.com, you'll see all the items they've got, and you'll see all the great reduced prices, once you use the promo code CAPTAIN to get them. And I wish you happy shopping, because I know that Mr. Kyle, the professor of politics, and Mrs. Professor of Politics have been having a little competition between the two of them by scooting back and forth and across the pond and into the garage, and maybe you're digging holes in the yard already, huh?
Well, I'll never tell. I'll never tell.
I know you'll never tell. You can't.
That's right.
All right. Well, now we've got messages or words coming out that the Writers Guild of America, WGA, has reached a tentative deal with film and television studios to end the almost five-month strike. Now, if that's true, that's big news, but what are you hearing? You're out there.
Well, that's exactly right. It is big news, and there's about a little over, 11,000 or so of the Writers Guild that they're the ones that are striking. So they are reaching that tentative deal. A lot of it has to do with AI, like we've been talking about, AI writing scripts and so forth. So they believe that they're getting a good deal out of this. It still has to be ratified and everything, so we're looking at maybe, you know, another few days, but maybe by next week you might start seeing some of these late night shows come back, because they use WGA writers. In terms of your favorite television series or other scripted shows, well, SAG-AFTRA, of course, they're still out. The actors are out, and that's a much larger union. Mm-hmm. They're looking for something, and this may be a move in the right direction. They may want to settle now that and find some middle ground now that the writers are coming back. So you know, figure another, you know, couple of months here or so, maybe into 2024, maybe before production would really ramp up. We just have to wait and see.
Well, Speaker McCarthy has laid out a plan to the GOP to avoid the government shutdown that may be coming this weekend. However, most voters, according to the latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey, most voters want border security in the budget deal.
Well, that's right, and nothing's more stark than every single day you see all these stories about the border crossings. I think just in the last day or so, they apprehended some 9,000 people in one day that came across the border. So it's literally the floodgates are open in terms of numbers. But whether or not there can actually be some kind of deal at this point to avoid that government shutdown, I think might be wishful thinking because the sides would be so far apart.
Well, as of July, they had also apprehended 160 non-U.S. persons named on the terrorist watch list who have attempted to come across the border and have been caught right there when they identified who they were. That's an increase of almost 100 encounters compared to the fiscal year 2022. That's significant. It doesn't, you know, 100 people, Kyle, can do a lot of damage to this country.
Well, we saw what a relative handful of people could do on 9/11, unfortunately.
Right.
And so this is something that really should transcend politics, left or right, or Democrat or Republican or whatever, because there are those people who want to do us harm. They don't care what political party we might be part of or might ascribe to or what our belief system is. We're in this together. That's the simple thing of it.
And the bad thing about all the migrants coming in at Eagle Pass in Texas, which is just across the border from Mexico, the bad thing about that is that so many of these immigrants, these migrants, have a history of cooperation with the Mexican cartels and terrorist organizations that none of them can be trusted because you can't vet them properly.
Well, right, and I guess money talks. I mean, it's everybody making something or getting something. And this is not being done on some principle of something. That's very difficult to fight against because I'm sure you have people that can easily switch sides as long as they get more money. So we'll see.
And we keep hearing about a lot of Venezuelans coming in, don't we?
I believe we do. Yeah, there's a story on that, I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, several of the, quote, Venezuelans wound up being members of Hezbollah.
Yeah, and that's very significant. That's a very, very prominent group in the sense of what we know what they're capable
right.
of, yeah.
And how many of them that have are not caught after they've crossed the border, how many of them have snuck in here? We have no idea.
Yeah, you could just come up with some number. And, you know, that's again, what I'm talking about. It transcends. It should transcend everything. Because, you know, our differences and the arguments that we have politically mean nothing if everybody's being attacked by terrorists. It just doesn't make any sense.
And then you've got Maxine Waters, the motor mouth out there in your great state of California, and she's a disgrace to the state. Maxine Waters saying Republicans are not patriots. They're destroying our country. Really? Look at yourself, Maxine.
Well, yeah, she says that they're not patriots. So they're destroying our country, as you mentioned. She said, you know, we're heading for a shutdown. The Republican Party's in complete disarray. Wait, what? What's happening over with the Democrat Party? They have a president who they know they can't run for president. They don't know who they're going to make mad by trying to anoint somebody else and then really anger other groups of people who would follow this, that, or the other politician. Yeah, I think it's the Democrats that are really in disarray.
Maybe she wants to run for president.
I don't know. I don't know how that might work out.
Well, as worse as it might be, she'd probably fit in with the people in California. She doesn't seem to be going anywhere out there.
Well, let's get Maxine Waters and let's get Kamala Harris and have them debate for the Democrat nomination. That would be something to see.
Yeah, I would actually pay to see that. By the way, the Department of Justice is going to make the special prosecutor Weiss, Mr. Weiss, available to the House panel shortly to be able to testify because they do want to talk to him and ask him questions.
Well, that's right. And again, it's really been the House panel, or the House itself, that's really been driving a lot of this stuff about, you know, Hunter Biden or just the Biden investigation is a sort of maybe a more catch-all term here. Because otherwise everything would have continued to be slow-walked, probably would have had the Hunter Biden deal would have gone through. It would have been history by now. And, you know, we wouldn't be hearing what we're hearing.
Guess who's not coming to the party at the GOP debate?
Who's that?
Asa Hutchinson.
Well, that's right. I think
he did not make the cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got, six candidates, and that includes DeSantis, Pence.
Well, seven, I believe.
Yes, seven, yeah. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Chris Christie, and Doug Burgum is also going to be there.
He just made it yesterday, but Asa Hutchinson has not made it, and I'm waiting for him to cry and moan and whine and all that sort of stuff, which he probably will try.
Perhaps. But it's going to be interesting to see how this next debate goes. Of course, Donald Trump is not going to be there, so we'll see, you know, how this transpires. I believe it's at the Reagan Library up in Simi Valley. Yeah, so
that's just a short drive from you, right?
Well, yeah, not really all that far. I've been to the Reagan Library, and I'm closer to the Nixon Library. But it's going to be an interesting evening, and that takes place Wednesday night.
Maybe you could go and cover it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But definitely, I think the expectations are going to be there. We'll see what Pence does, right? You know, because last time Pence came out, he was way overdoing it. He was trying to come on too strong. We'll see what he does. Nikki Haley, I think, is going to want to capitalize on the performance that she had at the first debate. I think that she'll probably come up with a couple of good lines here. We've got Doug Burgum, who's still trying to get people to know who he is, although I'm seeing more commercials with him.
Me too.
Lately. Yeah. So he's really trying to do that. And they're all doing the same thing. They're all wondering what's going to happen to Trump and how do I get the Trump supporters to support me if Trump somehow fizzles.
And a lot of it's on horseback, and that reminds you who?
Reagan.
Yep, Ronald Reagan. Okay, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more. We'll be taking a break, bottom of the hour. Stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Congress to steer clear of a potential government shutdown looming at the end of the month. He's calling on House Republicans to honor the bipartisan funding agreement that he brokered with Speaker McCarthy back in May. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun. A video from his spokesperson shows Trump at a gun store examining a Glock.
I want to buy one.
Sir, if you want one,
I want to buy one.
However, his spokesperson clarified that he did not make a purchase, he was just expressing interest in wanting a gun. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a 90-minute red state versus blue state debate. It's going to be moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity and held on November 30th. That debate will take place in Georgia. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's a product that I take every day without fail. I take it early in the morning with my breakfast or my brunch if I get up a little bit later, or my lunch if I don't get up till lunchtime. But whatever it takes, I take it with food, because that's what you should do. And, of course, the ingredients in this are what really makes it work. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is a combination of ingredients that helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which is, after all, what causes the pain, the swelling, and the discomfort that you're going to have. It will go right straight to the source of the pain and eliminate it, or lower it, and make your day a whole heck of a lot better. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, which is extremely important. It comes in easy-to-take, convenient individual packets with four little capsules in it, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too, along the way. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start that gets it all going, $19.95, and you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, get your Relief Factor, and you'll also see vitamins over there. And I take the B12, I take the C, and I take the D. It all works very nicely for me. My doctor's has said that it's a high-quality vitamin, and I liked that when I heard that, so it didn't take a brain surgeon to get me to take it after that. And I've been taking it ever since, and it does what it's supposed to do. So, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Donald Trump is now arguing that the First Amendment protects him from insurrection cases aimed at keeping him off the ballot. Now, attorneys for former President Donald Trump are arguing that an attempt to bar him from the 2024 ballot used a rarely used insurrection clause of the Constitution, and it should be dismissed as a violation of his freedom of speech. What do you think?
Well, you know, we've heard people like Jonathan Turley, George Washington University, who, by the way, I think is on the witness list of the first impeachment inquiry proceedings, basically. He's one of the three people on the list.
Yep.
You know, he's spoken to what Donald Trump had said that day on January 6th and believed that it was in fact protected. So now, of course, the prosecutors believe that they don't, that it's not protected. And so Trump's people, of course, are going to try to come up with any other kind of a precedent or anything else that they can use. But again, it all goes to what was said, how it was said. And sometimes in our society, people say things that other people don't like. Now, again, part of this prosecution would be to see if that rose to the level of inciting people to go do something bad rather than simply expressing your political belief.
Well, this is why if you open your mouth and you say something and you make a detrimental comment about some person or something, you better have your ducks in a row, because if you don't, you could lose everything you've got.
Well, that's right. But and even so, I mean, politically, optically, you know, I think it's debatable whether President Trump should have ever made speeches on January the 6th or should have said anything at all. I think that's what's coming back to get him at this point, at least causing this case to be done.
But I don't think he was the one that really got the audience going. I think it was Rudy Giuliani from what I saw.
Well, yeah, others spoke and so forth, and yeah, so those may be separate issues and so forth, but obviously it's just ammunition, unfortunately, for those who are trying to go against Donald Trump. And as always, he's kind of turned out to be his own worst enemy on some of these things.
Yeah, now Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, the 11th hour dream candidate of the Republican donor class, that's what we're hearing, he's the 11th hour dream candidate of the Republican donor class. What do you think? I just don't see him jumping in the race. He's got it made where he's at.
Well, you know, politics is a funny business, right? Could he be that 11th hour dream candidate? It's possible. The Democrats certainly want an 11th hour dream candidate. And a lot of people want to see somebody different. I mean, this is just what we see in some of these polls, right? So, Youngkin could bring in maybe a tabula rasa, a blank slate to some degree of just going on to the national stage. Of course, everything he's ever said or done will be completely scrutinized, but he may be a fresh face, as it were. But there could be other resentment from other candidates and other people who support those candidates if he's not out there right now sort of slugging it out in the trenches or in the debates or declaring for president. But, you know, what we might see, Captain, moving into next year, we might see these two different parties decide they want to, quote, draft people, and they're going to, you know, Ted Cruz thinks they're going to parachute in his words, Michelle Obama, into this whole thing. It's just, we're in really uncharted waters here.
Now, Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey, and you better get a grip on the table there. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Claims that he withdrew thousands of dollars in cash over the last 30 years after $480,000 was found in his home in a bribery investigation in pockets of his suit coats and his jackets and all of that in the closets there. Is anybody going to believe that?
This is all perfectly normal. You know, people do this every day, Captain. They withdraw large amounts of cash over time.
Well, a drug dealer might.
In their closet. Yeah,
a drug dealer might.
In their closet. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all nothing to see here. It's all perfectly normal. Well, actually, this is what he said. He said, quote, for 30 years, I have withdrawn thousands of dollars in cash from my personal savings account, which I have kept for emergencies, and because of the history of my family facing confiscation in Cuba. It goes on to say that I've lawfully derived, you know, all this income over the last 30 years. So it's a very oddball explanation. It doesn't seem to hold water. Most people would find it bizarre that you would do something, such a thing, because my goodness, you know, once cash is gone, it's gone. If you have it in the bank, it's safe. And so it seems like it would be less.
You're
going to
make a little interest on it. Not a lot. You're going to make a little bit of money on it.
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. So this is very strange, and I think it's only digging the hole deeper. That's the old saying, isn't it? When you're in a hole, mm-hmm. stop digging.
Right. Now, Mike Pompeo has talked about the Biden energy failures, and he said, and I quote, "Our allies don't trust us. Our adversaries see opportunities." Well, I think that's the understatement of the year.
Well, no, that's exactly right. He's pointing, and by the way, talking about parachuting in an 11th hour candidate, Mike Pompeo could also be a candidate for something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He decided early on he wasn't going to run. I think he saw the writing on the wall in terms of where Trump was going at that point. He definitely wants to be president, I would perchance to think. Mm-hmm. But what he's talking about, I mean, he's talking about a very serious thing, and that's what we need to be doing. We need to be talking about these very serious issues.
Now, I think I know what Menendez has got the $480K for. Yesterday we found out a white Texas gunman who killed 23 people at a Walmart in El Paso in 2019 agreed to pay more than $5 million to the victims of his racial attack. And there's no indication that he has any significant assets. You suppose he's going to go and hit Menendez up for a loan?
I don't know. Well, I guess it's cash now. If you need cash now, talk to Menendez, yeah.
Or I wonder if they'll let him make a movie based on his story. And then he takes the money. Then he takes the money that comes from it and they give it to the victims. I wonder if that's where they're going.
It could be, yeah.
Because some states will let you do that, not all of them.
Right, yeah. Sometimes you're not allowed to profit over something bad that you
do. And I think yours is one of them, California.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. California.
We've got to make a movie about everything.
Yeah, I've been practicing that statement for a while. California. Oh, God. Where is the Terminator, by the way?
Is he in the new Expendables movie? I don't think he is. I know.
Wait a minute. He
Stallone
might be.
Is. Yeah.
He might
Stallone
be.
Is, I know. Statham is, I know. And so we'll see. I'm not exactly sure. He was in one of them from before. But, yeah, maybe he'd show up for this one. I don't know.
All right. Hold up there. Hold on. Hang on. We're coming back with our first Truckers Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hope it is where you are. We're about to tell you what it's like around the country. And, oh, yeah, if you're out there in the tropics, we'll let you know there's a couple of storms moving around again. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. At 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Lover boy. Everybody's working for the weekend. I guess we are too, huh?
Yes, that's true. We are doing that, but we love it. It's a great job, and we get to talk to a lot of great people.
If we can only get paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. All right. Well, let's talk about something here. Let's talk about the weather, because I got to tell everybody, Ophelia is gone but not forgotten. It's still hanging around the East Coast. There's still some rain that's on the back end of this storm. It's been very slow to exit. And there's a strong Pacific Northwest storm that's coming in right now. And by the way, this could have some snow in it for the higher elevations out there. Kyle will tell you all about that in a little bit. It's going to bring heavy rain, a wintry mix at the higher elevations, and gusty winds across the Northwest, which whenever that happens, that's not pretty, as you well know, anybody's been up there. And by the way, if you don't have your iron, you might want to think about taking it if you're going up there to Seattle and going up over the top of the rocks, especially if you're running through Montana this time of the year, the upper part of Idaho and Washington State, because you're probably going to start running into some snow, like it or not. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, the West Coast right now is going to see the first atmospheric river of the season. And, of course, we got a lot of atmospheric rivers back late last year and through the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
All through the West Coast, especially California, Southern California. We got tired of hearing the term atmospheric river. But this one, of course, is now it meets all the specifications for what they call a bomb cyclone. And so you're going to see a lot of water coming into the Pacific Northwest, as you were saying, here in the next few days or so. Right now on the radar map, we're seeing some rain just north of Seattle. We're seeing rain all around Portland, traveling down Interstate 5, almost all the way to Medford, Oregon. Also, if you're heading east out of Portland, you're definitely going to be having rain, especially as you get to Walla Walla, that whole area. You've got precipitation. I-90, if you're near Moses Lake, Ritzville, you're going to have rain coming across the road. We're not seeing any rain falling right now, at least on the radar, enough to be listed on the radar over in Idaho and Montana just yet. But yes, the temperatures are starting to drop, especially in the higher elevations. Just rounding out the rain, Northern California, Crescent City, you've got some rain going on there right now. Mm-hmm. In terms of other alerts, we're not seeing too many other things happening right now, so hopefully be a quiet drive and pleasant drive for our truckers and travelers out there this morning. Back to you.
Okay, we can only hope. Okay, North Dakota, South Dakota looking good so far. Nebraska looking good so far. Kansas and Oklahoma looking good so far. However, when you drop down into the Dallas Metroplex, we got that big old lump of fog right there in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth. And what that is it's also some of the schmutz that's in the air, but it's combined with the fog that's there too, so it's making it a little bit miserable for everybody. And then going on down into Eagle Pass, straight across over towards over towards the Gulf, you've got an area in there that's very unsettled. It could be some rain. We did have some rain earlier up around Fort Stockton that's left some flooding around up there. So be advised of that. If you're going to be on I-10, you might run into some of that. And then we got a little bit of fog along the Gulf Coast, just south of Houston, if you will, and then over in Louisiana from about Lafayette over to New Orleans. It's a patchy fog, not solid all the way, and that could delay your trip a little bit. In the meantime, going to go up to Minnesota and to the southern part of the bay off, the upper peninsula of Michigan and Wisconsin, right in that area. We've got an area of rain, and it rained earlier, and it's raining again now, and it's got a flash flood advisory on it, so it must be enough rain up there to make life a little bit miserable, so be advised of that. And then coming across the Great Lakes, you're going to have a little bit of push of some water up on Lake Ontario coming across from north to south, all the way from Buffalo all the way to Pulaski. And again, over in the East Coast, we've got rain from South Jersey on and off all the way up through Jersey. And up to Long Island, we've got rip currents in there. We've got some high waves, 9 to 12 footers that are pounding pretty steady, and goes up to Cape Cod, so you'll find it up there. We've got some nasty wave activity coming up all the way to all the way up I-95 along the coastline to Nova Scotia. And then, Kyle, up in the northern part of Maine tonight, Presque Isle and Caribou, we got us a frost warning. Not advisory, wow. Frost warning. So there'll be ice up in there on the taters. That'll make them, that'll give them some more sugar, some more brick.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah. And then, just for the heck of it, we're going to sneak over here to the National Hurricane Map. Philippe is out in the middle of the ocean, and it's not really going to be doing anything. It's going to be slow to do whatever it is it's going to do. There's some models now starting to show it's going to come a little further west than what they thought it was going to. And then this development down below it, which is way down below it, I might add, tropical disturbance number one, in 48 hours, it's got a 60% chance of forming to something. In 7 days, it's got a 90% of forming into something. And it looks like as if it's going to come across and stay down below the other Philippe. And it says environmental conditions are forecast to be conducive for development. That means it could happen. And a tropical depression is expected to form in 2 to 5 days. 2 to 5 days. As the system moves west, northwestward across the central tropic Atlantic. So we're going to have to keep our eyes on that one, Kyle.
Indeed we will.
And we had a system in the Gulf the other day, yesterday and the day before, and it's pretty much dissipated to where it's nothing but rain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not concerned about that. A very little wind and mostly rain. All right, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program, and we want you to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And pro drivers, pro truckers out there, they want to say thank you as we continue through Driver Appreciation Month, the month of September, and they want to say thank you to you through the My Rewards Plus app. So go check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Download the app, and you're also going to find new exclusive deals in addition to three free drinks every week, and they're going to help you celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road. For travelers as well, check out the My Rewards Plus app, because that way you can start saving money, earning points, and saving time. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com.
And all my buddies out there with ICCC and Hunt and with Schaefer Trucking, big shout out to you, and I hope you're doing right. By everything out there. Now, that's Trucker Mark and Trucker Eric are the two guys that we hear from all the time over there. And I think Eric is bedded down for the night somewhere, coming back east with a load of meat or something like that anyway. So, Kyle, here comes the music. That means we're going to get on out of here for the top of the hour news and views and all that great stuff. And we'll be right back with more, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.